Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to It's Rainmaking Time. This is Kim Greenhouse. It gives me great pleasure to welcome Glynis McCants, the author of Glynis Has Your Number and Love by the Numbers. Glynis has been practicing numerology for over 21 years. She uses the Pythagoras number system, which is over 2,500 years old. After evaluating more than 15,000 numerology charts, she wrote the best-selling book, Glynis Has Your Number. She's the creator of the numerology kit, the individual reading chart, Are We Soulmates program. You may have seen her on Beyond with James Van Praagh, The Caroline Ree Show, The Other Half, The Lisa Show, The View, Entertainment Tonight. She's been featured in LA Confidential Magazine, Time Magazine, In Touch, Star Magazine, US Weekly, and People Magazine. Glynis is a wonderful speaker, and I have actually taken a class from her several years ago, which she does not remember me. And I am not offended because she teaches so many people, it's hard to keep track of everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome my wonderful guest, Glynis McCants, to It's Rainmaking Time.
Hi, Kim. I have to say I don't remember you. You've got a great face. The face is memorable, but you're right. I do teach thousands of people every year.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to you today.
Thank you.
And I won't ask you what your numbers are. Are you going to tell us?
Double D, triple D. Or actually, double three, triple D. That's what I'll stick to. I think in numerology, we're only 1 through 9, so there's no such thing as age. If you're embracing your life path number, that's what you are. So you, in your case, like you're one life path, so you're one forever. I think age is ridiculous. Like my mother is a goddess. I mean, one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen. She's 78 and on fire. I just don't believe in that.
Well, you know, the fruit doesn't fall far from the tree.
Thank you. Well, she is my best friend. And if you look at the books that I've written, and I really do want your audience to be well aware of Love by the Numbers, because that is the new book. And what it is how to find great love or reignite the love you have. So it applies to everybody. If you're single, you want to find good love right from the start. But if you're married, you want to reignite it. I mean, it's so easy to be in a marriage and suddenly you're like roommates because you're both so tired living your life. So I teach you how to keep the spark in there.
Now, numerology goes way, way back, doesn't it?
2,500 years old. And Pythagoras was the creator of the system. A lot of people know his name through geometry, like the Pythagorean theorem.
Indeed.
But the belief is that everything in the universe has vibration, especially people. And that's why when you meet somebody, you're like, oh, I like this person. Or you meet someone else and say, that person just gave me a bad vibe. You just didn't know it was numbers, but that's exactly what it is.
Is this math?
No, it's, you know, this is what's beautiful. The numbers really are 1 through 9. I mean, those are the real heart of the matter. So it's not like you're dealing with 1,002, you know. You're 5,010. Well, that would be scary. It's not like that. It's very finite.
You talk about the life path number. What is that?
The life path number is when you take your full date of birth and reduce it to one digit. So like I said, with you, you take your full date of birth, you become a one life path. And a life path number tells us the most about the person. A one automatically means you strive to be the best of what you do. You can be hypercritical of yourself. If anything, you have to learn to go easy on you. And if you do accomplish something, you have to stop and say, look, I did good here. You know, just stop and smell the roses.
Awesome. I remember my father used to tell me that. Smell the roses.
Yeah, because it's hard for the one to do that. But everybody, what I want to say, if they go to numberslady.com, they can look up their life path number because I do have it listed. And I will say a brief definition of each number because, as I keep saying, they're 1 through 9. How do you do it? You take the full date of birth and reduce it to one digit. So we'll do an example. 5519. I want one that adds up to a one life path. Let's see, this will work. Okay, so you'd say 5-5-1989. That would be 5 plus 5 plus 1 plus 9 plus 8 plus 9. So when you do that, that would become 28, and then you'd reduce it to one digit. 2 plus 8 is 10, 1 plus 0 is 1.
This reminds me of Enneagram. Is this like the Enneagram, but different?
No. But here's what I would tell you about everything, including astrology. When you deal with the actual number, the definitions are similar in everything. So that's why you know that. That's what's so beautiful about numerology is that these numbers and the definition are dead on, and you'll find them in many of the sciences. But let me say that I told you that a one's ambitious. If you're a two life path, two seek love. That's what they need to have in their life. A three life path is communication, often the comedian, but feel the need to motivate and uplift others. The four seeks knowledge. They have a strong need to know. Oprah Winfrey comes to mind because when she learns something, she passes it on to us. She's a four. And the five is freedom but adventure, natural detective, digging for truth. A six is the nurturer. Like, they're the parent number. If they don't have kids, they definitely have the pets that wear clothes. They really do. Yeah. And the number seven is the one who seeks faith. So they're the ones that say, who am I? What am I? Why am I here? And, you know, Kim, if you meet a seven that doesn't have faith or someone is an atheist, you should run. It's way too much work. But when they find a base of faith they can believe in, they are delightful people. And the number eight is here to master money. It's about finances. My example of that is Martha Stewart, because look what she went through. You know, she was raised in poverty, so she just couldn't feel that money that she had. So when she heard she was losing a little bit of money, she panicked and got in trouble. Well, she was a billionaire, you know, and she was going to lose, what, $137,000? Something stupid, and wound up going to jail for it. The healthy eight would be someone like Sandra Bullock. You know, she makes her big money, but then she's the first to give to charity. The number nine is the humanitarian. It's the old soul number, and they're here to make a difference. Like Gandhi was a nine. Mother Teresa was a nine. It's an old soul number. And if you're a nine out there, you have to overcome your past so that you can be in the moment.
Very interesting. Mm-hmm. Can I give you a date for you to tell us about the person? It's a famous person, but I don't want to tell you. Is that okay?
Yeah.
All right. It's 12/21/1954.
3/6. Okay. Well, what I would tell you, whenever I see a three and a seven, that's two personalities. That's like, I don't want to say it's schizophrenic, but it means what you see is not what you get. And they can get paranoid. That energy can get very upset. And it's like a defensive energy. Like everyone I've ever counseled, male or female, they had issues if they were born on a 3-day and they're a seven life path. They're the ones who have to find that base of faith to believe in, but they've got to be careful not to escape through drugs, alcohol, geography, work, because anything like that can hurt them.
Interesting. Do you want to know who this is?
Who is it?
Chris Evert.
Interesting.
Chris, I guess you didn't know that about yourself. We're all in trouble. All right.
Interesting. Well, the other thing is the sixth attitude is the parent energy.
Yes.
So remember, that's that mother energy again.
Yes, yes.
But anytime you're a 3-7, you know who else is a 3-7? Is Mel Gibson.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Yeah. The 3-7 simply means if trust is an issue for them, like to meet someone and really be able to count on them, that's hard. So they have to be very selective in who they spend their time with. And when they get betrayed, it's really heartbreaking for them.
Wow. Can we do one more?
Sure. 7/2/1986. So this person, these numbers, like if you're born on a 2-day six life path, these are charismatic numbers. People are always drawn to the energy. The six is magnetic, so they walk in the room, you notice them. Born on a 2-day gives them the ability to get people to love them. Like people will instantly fall in love with the two, and then the six has to be careful not to sabotage, because they can be doing well, and then they can ruin it. And the nine is the attitude. Nine represents old family issues. And again, they have to overcome scars to be in the moment.
You want to know who that was?
Who?
Lindsay Lohan.
Well, how perfect is that?
Should I take you to one more?
Sure.
All right. August 16, 1960.
Okay, 1960. 7/6/7. Okay, 16, which is 7/8/7/6. All right. The first thing, born on a 7-day, is a male or female?
Female.
Person of mystery, because born on a 7-day means you never know everything about that person. Like, they're very selective in who they spend their time with. And then the whole thing adds up to 4, and 4 means seeking knowledge. And when they learn something, they're very strong in their opinions. You know, they will speak up, but also that's what makes them happy. Like when they learn new information, they feel better about their life. And then the attitude numbers are 6, which goes back to that parent energy, you know, having family or caring about people in their lives and being, they can be nurturing, but because there's a 6 and 7, they often get confused and not sure. When it comes to big decisions, they go back and forth.
Very interesting. Let's hear it from Madonna. That was Madonna.
Oh, my God. Is that true? Yeah. So that's how it goes. But let's continue with some fun questions.
Yes, indeed. Okay. can numerology determine how we get along with each other?
Yes.
To what extent?
Completely. I mean, my husband, I picked my husband by the numbers, and that's before we got together. I did a dating site where I said, numerologist looking for a man who's really got my number. And, you know, men applied, put their birth dates down. I ran charts until I found Charlie Youngblood. And we've been together 8 years, and he is honest to God. He is my best friend, and our chemistry is phenomenal. And I always thank God that he's in my life every day. So that was by numbers, because there's three numbers in a name, three numbers in a birth date. And when you do a numerology chart comparison, you can see what the connection is. So that's how strong it is.
That's interesting. How about your home address? Would that affect the environment of your home? I mean, yeah. I've actually heard this from feng shui people too,
well,
but tell me.
The home, if your home's toxic to you, you're not going to be happy there. But I'll give you an example of my own. When we moved into this home, when we got married, it's a house of seven, and a house of seven is like a house of study, but it also promotes you spending time alone. And when I was in one room in the house, I couldn't even feel Charlie's energy in the house. Like, I felt very alone. So what I did was alter the energy. I put the number four on the inside of the door. 7 + 4 = 11. 1 + 1 = 2. The two promotes feeling connected and love. And I swear to you, within days, it didn't matter where he was in the house, I could feel him. I did not feel alone anymore. So yeah, it matters. Another example. The number five, a house of five loves drama. Statistically, I cannot tell you how many houses of five where the couple ends up divorced. When I walk into a house of five, the energy is so overwhelming to me. I don't even want to spend time in a house of five. That's how strong it is.
Very, very interesting. Now, what about apartment buildings where you have an apartment out in front, and you have certain numbers there, and then you have an apartment number? What about
still the number that's affecting your door?
Got it.
So it's an apartment, like eight, you know, apartment seven. You know, it's going to make
Got
a difference.
It. That's fascinating. Fascinating. And
yeah.
You've seen this pattern over and over and over.
Yeah. Well, in Love by the Numbers, I do teach you how to alter the energy to make it better for you, and especially if you have a partner, to make it good for both of you.
Glynis, why do you tell people to carry an eight in their wallets?
I don't tell them that.
You don't?
No. Here's what happened. I was on Coast to Coast with George Norrie, and we talked about the number eight. And in, you know, even the Chinese are very big believers. Eight represents prosperity. So George and I were talking, like, oh, so like if you carried an eight in your wallet? I said, that's a possibility. You could put an eight in your wallet. That would encourage income. But I also suggested if you have an office, you could put it, like, let's say you make money off your computer, you put an eight on the computer. But whatever you do, you can't go eight crazy. You know, if you put too many eights, you start to cancel. Yeah, you can cancel the energy. So what happened after saying that on George, we just had so many success stories. It wasn't even funny. You know, people put eight in the wallet, they started making more money. Or people put an eight on the computer and got the biggest job they ever got. So that's how it all went down. But no, I never ran around saying put the eight.
Okay, good. I wanted to clarify that because it sounded like a lucky charm there.
Well, it's a lucky charm for those who believe. Remember, eight
yes.
represents money. Like, I'll give you another example. I went to a really bad neighborhood. You know, I was just driving and I was hungry with a friend of mine. This was years ago. And I walked into this place. Well, it was a zoo. Like, the place was packed. And I thought, how random that in this not so good area, it's really packed. I went to the cash register and there was a huge eight sitting on the register.
Wow.
And I just laughed to myself and thought, well, there's the power of eight. Now, if you are compatible to the number eight, I'm all about it. I say, go for it. But example, Kim, you're a one. Eight would not be smart for you to put on your wallet. I'm a three. Eight wouldn't be good for me. But other people are compatible to the energy, and I think that's why they had this success.
Interesting. But I was born on the 8th of May, so let's
It doesn't matter. You're still a one life path.
Got you.
Yeah. Well, there are three ways that the numbers exist. You've got compatible numbers. You've got natural match numbers. A natural match is what you want because it means you have a natural rapport with someone. It's like you could finish each other's sentence. Compatible means you can agree to disagree. But a challenge number, also known as toxic, means no matter what you say, it's a breakdown in communication, and it can be very exhausting.
How did you come up with these patterns?
Well, I've studied numerology, my goodness, for 25 years. So I started to see patterns. I did over 20,000 readings, and I reached some unique conclusions in the science of numbers, and that's why I've written three books.
Absolutely fascinating. What is the personal year cycles?
A personal year cycle, it starts January 1st, because here's how you find it. You take your month and day and reduce it to one digit. So in your case, it would be 5-8. 8 plus 5 is 13, 1 plus 3 is 4. So that gives you a 4, and you'd add it to the world number. 2010 breaks down to a 3. 2 plus 0 plus 1 plus 0 is 3. So what do you got? You're in a cycle of 7, because 4 plus 3 is 7. And what it means is, like for you, it means you need to be tapping more into your spirituality than ever, Kim. And you're going to get your answers by yourself more than from other people. Like trusting your gut instinct is going to be stronger this year than ever. And also nature's beauty has a profound effect on you. So if you can travel and get where the water is, or just something beautiful, sunsets, flowers, all of that's going to affect you in a big way this year.
I love all that. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. So we all have personal year cycles. And what's funny, some numerologists evidently say that your birthday is when your cycle shifts. Well, that's ridiculous, and here's why. If the new year, the number, affects the shift, how does it change on your birthday? Like, it's my birthday today, but it's not suddenly 2011.
Right.
So isn't that silly? So I'm not even sure how they're doing it, but since mine's accurate, I guess I really don't care.
By the way, there's only one type of astrology that's evidence-based, and that's Meiji astrology from China.
Uh-huh.
But everything else is just different systems, but there's no way to track if it's actually effective and accurate.
Well, I would never say that, because my books, I mean, I don't know what you've read of my books, but I've got people who read my books and can read people and be accurate over and over again.
Oh, I know you do, but you're in numerology. You're not doing
astrology. Astrology. So I thought you just meant the sciences in general.
No.
Because remember, I was just giving you an example of somebody who is explaining when the personal year cycle shifts, and they're numerologists, and that just surprises me. I think, how do they come up with that when it doesn't even work in the science?
People may ask, what happens if you take your husband's name? Does it impact your relationship in a numeric sense, and what does that mean?
Well, each letter has a number and reduces to a certain digit, because you've got three numbers in the name. One's the soul number, personality number, and the power name number. If you can take on a name that gives you a bunch of toxic numbers with your partner when before you guys were very compatible. So I often say, you got to run those charts and decide, is it worth taking the name? And that's why I believe so many men, when they get divorced, they say, you know, when I married her, she totally changed. You hear people say that.
That's true.
Well, it's numbers. The name changed. So that's why. In the book, Love by the Numbers, which, if they go to numberstudy.com, they can click on the Amazon.com link and get it for like $15. I mean, it's like 30% off. That book is really laid out for you to understand everything I'm talking about. It's such a fun one.
Now,
good read.
A lot of times with wedding dates, people just do it when they can book it with their wedding planners.
Yeah.
That's not the way to plan a wedding date.
No, it's a big mistake. What I say is, you can pick a date that's perfect for you and your partner that guarantees a pleasant day versus the nightmare. You know, here's an example. Even with Chelsea Clinton, you know, they talked about that perfect wedding.
Yeah.
But then I read more carefully, because I knew it couldn't have been a perfect wedding, because it was a 4 or 5 day, which is like duality, which is never ideal. She dropped his ring when she was supposed to put it on his finger. She dropped it. That's drama. You know, there's only certain things you do on a wedding day, right? That's one of them. So it just made me laugh, because like with me and my husband, I did pick the perfect date for us as a couple, and it was a perfect day. It was really lovely. Everything did go without a hitch. But yeah, I teach you how to do it, because there's three numbers that affect the day: the actual day, the month and day reduced to one digit, and then the full date reduced to one digit. That's how you get the energy.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
And I know now you do believe in lucky numbers then.
Well, here's what I say about that.
In a way.
Your life path, example, when people win the lottery, they often say, wow, I used my birthday. Like, you hear that more than anything else with the big winners, that they played their birth numbers as well as some other numbers they came up with. So I believe the birth numbers are, of course, considered lucky, but your life path number, I had a gal who was a 1, and she played her lucky numbers, which would be like 1, 10, 19, 28. Because 1 plus 0 is 1, 1 plus 9 is 10, 1 plus 0 is 1, 28. 2 plus 8 is 10, 1 plus 0 is 1. Do you see? Each one adds up to 1. Well, she played this whole group of numbers and then added a random one from out of her head. She won $250,000 and had never won anything. So to me, yeah, there are lucky numbers, no question.
Actually, there was a guy out of Britain who did a major study on luck. And one of the things he found out was that when people think they're lucky, they are, and they become lucky.
I believe that. Yeah.
Fascinating.
It makes sense. And that, by the way, is a big push in both the books, Glenn Is Such a Number and Love by the Numbers, is I cover affirmations because whatever you believe is what you manifest. So I find if you're living on the negative side of your vibration, I give you affirmations to flip it to the positive.
I love it.
Yeah.
Let's talk about some of the difficult entertainment focuses of the last 6 months. Let's talk a little about Sandra Bullock and Jesse James' numbers, if you will.
Okay. Well, what was interesting about them is I had never run their numbers because, of course, when you looked at Sandra and Jesse, they just didn't look like they belonged together. So I just didn't care. But then when you watch the circuit, the awards circuit, where she did nothing but praise him, you know, she's like, I didn't know what it was like to have someone in my back tell you. Everything she said just made you swoon and think, wow, she really hit the jackpot. Well, then he turned out to be this disgusting, and I say it with love, pig who cheated on her in the way that he did. Well, that's when I ran the numbers, and here's what I found out. Here's how it goes. If you have one or two challenges, you can agree to disagree. If you have three challenges, you're always working hard on the relationship. But if you have four or more, you have to ask yourself, is it even worth it? Because it means you really don't know each other. They had four toxic numbers out of six.
Wow.
So they fell into that category. So she didn't know him. She thought she could trust him. She thought, you know, he literally had her back. She meant it, and he didn't. He just was deceptive and sneaky, but more importantly, toxic to her.
Very interesting. Let's talk about Elle and Tipper Gore, because they've been married many, many years, and this came as a shock to so many people.
Yeah, it did.
What did you find?
A big surprise. But again, that was not a couple I ran back then, because why bother, right? They just seemed in love and all was good. But when I checked the chart, sure enough, four toxic numbers out of six. But here's the difference. Their life path number, which is the most important number, was a natural match. Like he is a two life path, she's a four life path. And so that's the natural match connection. But what I found with the chart is they did better when drama was happening, like when all the bad luck happened, like obviously the 2000
election.
Presidential campaign. What could have been more dramatic than that as a couple? But also their little kid had gotten hit by a car when he was little, and they went through that drama. And when she had depression, they went through that drama. So I think what happened is their life just kind of got on easy street. You know, he was winning the Nobel Peace Prize, the Oscar, and he was kind of doing his thing. And she realized, huh, I don't want to live this life. I want to get on with mine. I really believe that's what happened. But it's because of four toxic numbers out of six.
So it was just a question of time then.
Uh-huh. In their case, yes. Now, let's be honest. Had he been president, do you really think they'd get divorced right now?
No.
Absolutely not. So it's really all the drama that happened. And then finally, here they are in their 60s. I know it's Tipper who made that choice. And you know that whole, what I count as a lie, that chick who said that he came on to her with the massage and everything?
Yeah.
That was gross, but I don't buy any of that. And more importantly, that had nothing to do with their breakup.
No, I didn't think so either.
No.
What other numbers have you run from other people that were interesting? How about Barbara Streisand and James Brolin?
Well, he's actually a light to her, meaning she's an 8 life path. And remember, I said 8s have issues with money. So here she is, filthy rich, but she's the one who shops at the thrift store, right? Well, he's a 3 life path, and he's a very giving person. So I just feel like he's, if she were in the desert looking for water, he's a nice glass of water for her.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's why it has been lasting. It's not on paper. They have just a couple challenges, which means learning to agree to disagree.
They seem to have that handled, at least to
yeah,
the public
yeah,
they do.
And, you know, I mean, anyone who has ever worked with Barbara Streisand, if you ever hear about Barbara, they always say how tough she is. But he brings out a softer side with her.
Absolutely. How about Mel Gibson and his original wife? Have you ever run their numbers?
I don't have her birth number.
Okay.
I could not find it. But I will say this about Mel Gibson. Remember, I was talking about the 7 and the 3.
Yeah.
Now, remember, there's nothing. Mel Gibson is actually in my first book because I like him, and I still do, and I don't give a damn. Anyone, I don't know about you, honey, but when you're toxic, you will say horrible things. But if you think it's a private conversation, hello. She deliberately set him up, and I believe the lawyers will find out she doctored those tapes. Because if you listen to her voice, it doesn't sound like she's talking to him at all.
Sounds like it's pre-produced.
It's so fake. It's like, Mel, here's my joke about it. Ready? Mel, would you like some coffee? I'm going to kill you. You make me sick. Mel, can I do your laundry? Drop dead. I'm going to take your life. It's like, oh, stop. I'm not buying it. So this is the other part. Because he's born on a 3-day and a 7-life path, it does promote drama, but they tend to be performers. And it doesn't that make sense that an actor is going to be more dramatic than a normal guy?
Absolutely.
Some guy down the street, isn't it going to sound more dramatic than somebody else? And then for the wife, the ex, to come out and say, he never laid a finger on me. Well, she didn't. She wasn't blowing smoke. Her settlement's in place. But it made her sick that this woman shows up and tries to destroy him.
Oh, no doubt.
And here's the other thing. Speaking of age, she has 3/8 in her chart, Oksana. So that means she already knew that he was a ticking time bomb because of 2006 when he already had been in trouble. So she took advantage of that. And remember, she got pregnant very quickly. So she had her own agenda the whole time. And I'm looking forward to some justice there.
What do you think about Bill and Hillary Clinton? I've always been interested.
They're in my book, Love by the Numbers. They are soulmates. They have 4 numbers out of 6.
Right.
It means good or bad. When it's over, it's never over. And I always knew those two would go the distance. Why? Because intellectually, they're identical twins. I mean, when they have conversations, that's when Hillary has her orgasm. Really. She loves Bill and vice versa. But, you know, I read something so fascinating that most people do not know. I do believe in genetic memory. I think we come through with the memory of our parents. It only makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, indeed.
Well, do you know that his father, although his mother believed that she was his only wife, he died at 28. Do you know the story?
I don't know that.
Okay, he got in an accident and he fell out of the car. Well, he passed out in a light pond, like just a little bit of water, and it drowned him. Because of the way he fell out of the car. He was only 28. Well, when they finally got the scoop on this guy, he'd been married. This was his 3rd marriage.
Wow.
So he was a player. He was his genetic father. So I think even when Bill was pursuing Hillary, he said, look, I know I'm going to be in trouble, but I love you. He kept begging her for over a year to marry him. So he knew he had that same thing, you know? And that's why I say, well, what are you going to do? Look what Bill Clinton has done with his life. That guy's made over $1 billion in charity for this planet. So I say, God bless him.
They're also a very interesting couple because they
do
what's called Dharma together. They're doing their Dharma together, which means a couple comes together out of calling as well.
Oh, that's exactly right. But you know what? In numerology, they're dead on. You know, it's like compatible, 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 challenge, compatible, compatible. I mean, they really are similar. Their attitude numbers are 9, which is the humanitarian. Look at what a difference they've made on this planet. And Bill Clinton hasn't stopped, even with that poor heart attack stuff, triple bypass.
Yeah.
He's still out there, you know, making a difference. So that's why I'm saying way back when the whole stupid Monica thing happened and everyone's like, oh, they're not going to last. They're going to get divorced. I'm like, that's simply not true. These two are deeply in love. And Bill may be flawed, but he does love Hillary.
Well, unfortunately, the media focuses on flaws of people and mistakes that they've made rather than their huge contributions.
Oh, no, that's fun for them, you know. And I think we have to ship media because media is also loaded with lies right now.
Exactly.
They're not even reporting that whole idea. And this is the year 3, by the way. And I talked about my prediction on this at the beginning of the year. 2010 breaks down the 3. 3 is communication. I said, you will not be able to shut the people up this year. Everybody's rising up. Just think about state versus federal right now. Everybody is saying, don't you dare trample on me. Here's the problem. And yes, my heart does go out to Arizona. For what reason? If people are getting killed. I actually have a friend there whose brother was killed. And it was an illegal who snuck back over. So we got to have some protection. You know, it's not about, what do you call it? It's not about discrimination. It's about we got to be safe. And this, to turn it into a political game, I knew this was coming. And as a result, November is going to be a real shift, you'll see. And it's not about, oh, one side's better than the other. What it is, Kim, absolute power corrupts absolutely. And if you got all the power, you don't do well. The only time Democrats and Republicans do well is when they have to compromise. That's when they have our back as the people. So we'll see.
Have you done the numbers of John Edwards and his former wife?
Here's the pattern I found this is one of my favorite patterns. When John Edward got busted, he was in a personal year of 8. So my whole thing is you can run, but you can't hide when you're in a cycle of 8 because 8 means you're going to be revealed. Well, when John Edwards had to come out and say, yeah, I had an affair, that whole thing, it was a year of 8. When Tiger Woods got busted, he was in a personal year of 8. When Jesse James got busted, he was in a personal year of 8.
Wow.
For a pattern. Come on.
Wow.
I know. So if you were to say, well, what makes what I do unique, it's because I never stop looking at numbers. I never stop looking at the patterns. And I bring numerology to life because I see it in everything.
You remind me of the Columbo of numerology.
That's right.
Actually.
Absolutely true. Always doing the research, always trying to get to the, you know, the detective side of, wait a second, what happened? And then getting the numbers to see the pattern.
When you first came out with this, did people say to you, look, this isn't real science. This is makeshift stuff. You're making some of this up. It's not a real science. It doesn't really add up. Did you first get flack?
You've seen me. You think anyone's going to mess with me like that, Kim? They'd be scared to death. Let me tell you what I know. Even a skeptic, if I spend time with a skeptic, they always say, look, I didn't know anything about this, but I have to say you're dead on. As long as you are truly accurate, people won't say that. You see?
Yes.
They'll say it if you hit and miss. I've never been the hit and miss girl, and that's why I know it's God-given. You know, I'm raised Catholic, and that's my faith. When they call this the occult, I say, if you think numerology is your God, it's the occult. But if it's simply a tool, why wouldn't God give us a bunch of tools to be happy here?
Absolutely.
Yeah, but the other thing is my next book is going to be called The God Numerology Connection. And I've got two priests that are going to help me.
I love it.
Oh, it's going to be huge because like what you just said, hey, anyone can poo-poo a science or put you until they hear what you have to say.
How about Laura Bush and her husband, George?
Well, you know, it's been a long time since I've done the numbers, but I do know what they shared as a couple was the number 6 and 4. And the number 6 and 4 is family. It's like we're going to get through this thick and thin. That's what Laura's had to do. Like, she has an understanding about George. None of us do, you know? But you know what I think is remarkable about him? Since the guy was so hated, how did he get back in the second term? And then when I talk to people who voted for him, they end up saying, well, you know, we were in the war and I just figured he could fix it. Do you see my point? I mean, it's people, meaning we the people, we have to learn from our past to get it right. But what's funny about George Bush, like everyone I know who's met him, he's a funny guy. He's like a 6-life path. He knows that he's reviled in some circles, but I can't tell you that's still true, Kim. Right now, I don't know if you've seen the billboard where it says, you miss me yet?
No, I haven't. I haven't seen it. What is it?
Well, it says, you miss me yet? And it's George Bush. And I can assure you, there are some people who really do miss him. And here's what shifted. What's going wrong right now with Congress in general? They're not listening to the people. And I personally have never lived in a time where that was true. Meaning if the polls say 20% more don't agree, then usually it means Congress has to regroup and do it differently. Never seen this before. Do you see?
Yeah.
And that's why I'm surprised. And as far as Democrats go, 27 years of my life, I mostly went Democrat, always did. But I will not tolerate it on either side. No one is the absolute power in the United States of America. We have to listen to each other because that's what makes us great.
Have you ever had politicians call upon you to help them?
Yeah, I counsel everybody. I do. I have a ton of celebrity clients. I have politicians. I have corporations that have me help their staff get along better. Everybody calls me. Of course, my joke is my birth certificate name is 911. So who can call for help?
What has been the greatest challenge in your work? It sounds like you've had tremendous success and prosperity. If there are and have been any challenges, what have they been?
I would tell you, and this is true for anybody, whatever career or life purpose they have, you have to keep pushing. You see, that's what I would say. If I stopped promoting numerology, it would just fizzle. You see, like I have a life purpose. I'm trying to make a change. I want people to be able to pick the right career for them. I want people to have great love in their life. Well, the only way to do that is to bang that drum loudly and get out there and do it. But if I didn't push and do, it'd be done. So that is very much a challenge. And, you know, there's certain times of the year, like someone's birthday, for example, where you want to chill, you know?
Yeah.
And there's certain months that I make a note, like 7 and 8, July and August. Those really are good months to stop and regroup as a person and make a list of what it is you want to accomplish. As opposed to my favorite time of the year for what I do is January, because that's when everyone wakes up and says, I don't want to do it like I did it last year.
I would imagine the subconscious is also more receptive to new input.
Well, remember, they've just gone into a new cycle. They've entered a new personal year cycle. And that's why when New Year's Day happens, we feel different. You feel different.
Have any Kabbalist ever called you?
How do you mean?
Someone who does Kabbalah, who's into Kabbalah.
Not at all. No. I mean, I will get notes from people who do numerology, and they might ask me a question. They're like, wow, I've read your books, and, you know, it's a little different than what I know, and can I ask you a question? I get a lot of that. And, like, Louise Hay, who's become a buddy to me, I adore her, and I always, always promoted You Can Heal Your Life for, like, 20 years. And then we finally connected, and we have this very sweet connection, and she adores what I do because of its accuracy. So, yeah. I mean, there are people that I would count as mentors who, once we know each other, want the advice and help of what it is numerology is.
Who's helped you? Who has mentored you?
Well, Louise was my number one.
Okay.
There's no question. When I was in my 20s, Louise's book, You Can Heal Your Life, because I was raised in a family of 11.
Wow.
11 brothers and sisters, mom and dad. So that's 13 people. I was number 9. I could have been lost in the shuffle, but there was no way I was going to put up with that. So I found You Can Heal Your Life, and I started to study the affirmations, and they worked because, you know, I'm a really, really good student. That is obviously a big part of who I am. And I just did those affirmations daily to flip things for me. And being a double three in numerology, threes are natural comedians. Well, I did stand-up comedy starting at 21, you know, so I would apply that to my comedy, you know, the affirmation stuff. And then later numerology got implemented. And what shifted my career into numerology, Kim, was KFI Talk Radio in 1995. I was supposed to be on for 15 minutes to talk about comedy, and I just happened to mention numerology. Well, the phone lines went berserk, and I was on air for 3 hours.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's when I knew. I'm like, oh, that's why this is so easy for me. Like, reading was effortless. The minute I knew about numerology, I could read anybody.
Were there mentors before, though, in numerology for you?
Absolutely. Yeah, I was going to say absolutely not, because I've never once finished reading a book. Any numerology book out there, I've never, ever finished reading. They're all, a lot of them are very mathematical and exhausting, and a lot of them go into things that I personally don't think are necessary to get you where you need to go.
Right.
And I know people, we're simple. And what I mean by that is none of us have time. So if you can give us the information quickly, we're happy. And some of those books got very cumbersome. But I will tell you this. This is my favorite story. Sylvia DiPietro is a numerologist, and she wrote a book. And I was like 21, I guess, when I first was reading her book. And I would do reads out of it. Now, sometimes there was a couple things where she hit or missed, but she was overall just right on, okay? Well, I always thought, oh, my gosh, what if I was, you know, what if I could ever be as good as Sylvia? This is what my brain would think. Like, I don't want to do numerology professionally until I'm ready. Well, by the way, 13 years of study before I went professional. It's a long time.
It is.
So check this out. It was a talk show. It was the Lisa talk show, and the producer's name was Kathy. And Kathy and I are talking, and Kathy's out of New York. Well, we sit down, and I start doing her numbers, and she looks at me, and she goes just like this. Oh, my God. She goes, Glynis, you're amazing. She goes, you're so fast. She goes, you know, you remind me of my friend Sylvia DiPietro. And I'm like, I mean, my whole body just goosebumped and freaked out. And she goes, but you're better. I'll never forget it. And that's the day I knew, oh, I have arrived.
That's awesome.
That's an amazing story.
That is.
How could someone know Sylvia DiPietro, you know? No one, I mean, I've never, have you heard that name?
No, never.
Me either, except that book. But she was the only one that moved me. But, you know, I want to say this too to the people listening, especially if they're considering doing numerology. You've got to come up with unique conclusions so that you can contribute to the science. It's not good for you to take these books and just because the book's accurate, you think you are. That's a big mistake. And I do get that. I've got clients that say, well, I've read both your books. I can read anybody. I'm going to do what you do. And I'm like, really? It took me 13 years to get to where I am. And just because I wanted to share it with you, my purpose with sharing it, Kim, was just to help them with their life. I didn't say, you know, put on your numerology hat and go out there.
Don't you think a part of it, Glynis, is the matrix that you've created and what you've figured out and discovered and then assembled, but it's also, there's an intuitive side too that's working in you, isn't
there? I'm extremely psychic, but I firmly believe we are. Like, sometimes you can find a tool that opens your third eye. If I open my eye on numerology, you can run, but you can't hide. I'm totally psychic, and that's where it becomes uniquely me. But the book, I wrote it with such intuition that you can still do it and be accurate. Like, if you do your six numbers, you're going to go, oh, my gosh, that's me. And what's exciting about that for me, Kim, is when I used to read other numerology books, it would hit and miss. Like, people say, well, that part's me, but that part isn't. And I really wanted to make sure my book was way more accurate than anything else. But it took 20,000 reads.
It's a lot of reads.
It really is. So
I'm exhausted hearing about 20,000. 20,000 reads?
It really is, yeah. I did, when I wrote the first book, which was self-published, I'd done about, I'd say 9 to 12,000. By the time I did the second book, which was 100 new pages for Glenna Session Number, when Hyperion picked it up, I had done 20,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
What I would do is conventions, you know, and so you'd sit there and it would be read after read after read after read. And like I said, the first time KFI, at the end of that show, I did 2,000 readings. That's how many bookings I got from that first show when I didn't even think of it as my calling.
Very interesting.
Yeah, so that's God. You know, I'd say God plays a huge part in anyone's life purpose.
You travel and do these trainings. Do you travel outside of the United States as well?
No, I don't. I like New York. I was there 4 times this year. Chicago a couple times. Las Vegas, Seattle. But no, I don't.
I think it would be very cool to see what the Brits say about this.
No, they buy my book. My book's out there. My book's in 13 countries.
Wow.
Yeah, it sells very well. And I get letters from them and I answer their questions by using Babelfish.
What are you going to do for your birthday tonight?
Well, here's the thing. My amazing husband, we're going to go to a really beautiful resort this weekend. And this place it overlooks the ocean, which is my favorite, but it's got a saltwater pool that's like an Olympic-sized pool.
Right.
And when you swim underwater, there's music, which
I just
love. So we're doing that for the weekend. And tonight, it's just an all-girl party.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah, because I have a lot of friends that are married, and I thought, no offense to the husbands, I just wanted to hang with the girls, you know?
Interesting. Very interesting. Is there anything else you'd like to share with audiences today? I know you have guests coming.
I want to say to them a couple things, and what I'll do when you do your show here, I will put Kim as a promo code for the readings. So that would be Are We Soulmates, a 6-page report that tells them about them and their partner, and also an individual reading, 6-page report that tells them about themselves. And it will be 15% off by typing Kim in the promo code. So I'm going to do that for your people.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And as for what I do, I would say if you know nothing about numerology, you should get the book, Love by the Numbers. I laid it out. I kept it simple. And if you hit Amazon and look at the reviews, they're 5-star and praise, just saying the minute I picked it up, I read it all weekend and I could read my whole family. Well, that's what I would hope for anybody, is that I want you to be happy and I wanted to keep it simple so that you weren't overwhelmed and wouldn't be able to use this information in your life.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have been talking with, learning from, and listening to Glennis McCants, the author of Glennis Has Your Number and Love by the Numbers. You can reach her by going to numberslady.com. And thank you so much for being a guest on the show. Glennis, I look forward to seeing you again. Happy birthday, and thank you for taking time out of your day to be with us.
Thanks a lot, Kim.
Thank you.